It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And a pleasant good evening and welcome to the Fortside Fieldhouse. Jeff Hobbs and Jeff Reisner bringing you junior varsity action tonight from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Your Fort Recovery Indians against the Delphi St. John's Blue Jays. This is a makeup game from earlier in the year. We can thank Brett Niekamp for this.
It's a good reason to have a makeup game.
Absolutely.
It's a state championship, and that always makes it fun.
Yep, should have played this game earlier in the year. The girls already played Delphus, and they won at Delphus. So Blue Jays make the trip down from the Netherlands. That's always the outskirts of Mercer County, about as far as you can go, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and it's the biggest trip in the MAC. It always is, and you play up there in the Vatican. It's a tough place to play, and and over the years, the coaches here have made this a tough place to play, so I'm looking forward to it tonight.
Yeah, it should be a good event. Again, a little bit of a late arriving crowd because of the early start. But, again, we expect good things tonight. And, again, Jeff, when you first sat down tonight, how special was it to bring back those teams from 25 and 26 years ago, a couple weeks ago? I mean, you got to be out on the floor and how proud you were to be part of that, having all those state champions back from two basketball champions and a volleyball championship.
Well, it was really good to see them all. But I think the thing that's really overlooked in those settings is just how hard it is to get that done. I mean, it takes a special team, a special coach, special staff. I mean, all that stuff has to happen. And then, you know, it's really difficult. We went through a lot of tough years to get to that point.
Well, and again, you know, because you were part of it, that there were a couple near misses. I mean, years before that, to get there, you know, it's almost unheard of the way that Brent Niekamp went about it. I mean, they got to the playoffs last year, won a game. That's the first time ever in school history. And then the next year, you come back and win the state championship. You guys, when you were part of Diane's staff, you guys, they got there a bunch and got to the regional finals and the regionals 3 or 4 years in a row and with Heartbreak Hotel, you know, last-minute losses, and then all of a sudden you broke that door down.
Yeah, we did, and, you know, it wasn't easy. We were actually down in that game by 7, 8, or 9 late. Four starters had fouled out. We had some JV kids in there playing that hadn't played a lot, and it just shows you how important that every player on every team is. And we were able to come back and win that game against Kaleida, and then the rest is history.
Well, and we talked about it. It was a special time. The early 90s was a special time at Fort Recovery. You were part of that right front and center. How really terrific athletes, great families, and again, always great families here. But, again, the athletic talent pool sometimes comes and goes in public schools. But I tell you what, right now the run that Fort Recovery is in and going to continue in for the next handful of years could be about that special.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think you make a great point there, Jeff. There's a lot of similarities, and I think the difference this time is it's on both sides. It's not just the girls' side as it was then. It's the boys' side as well. You know, we had the state baseball team last year and then the state championship football team, and we got a really nice basketball team, and whether or not we can get there, I don't know, but it's certainly not out of the realm of possibility.
Well, there's no question about that. And, again, talking about, I think both sides feel like in basketball have a chance to make a run this year. Both these teams look like they have the smell of a team that could make a run. Boys in Division Four are going to be a little tougher most likely because, again, you get that, and you've been part of that a bunch, Jeff, not only here but also at St. Henry, that the old AKA MAC tournament, that sectional, that Division Four sectional at Coldwater, which is really tough to navigate.
Yeah, it really is. And you're going to play a lot of great teams. But I got to tell you, Jeff, I don't think the boys' side of the MAC as in the last several years has been as good as it was in the past. I don't know why that is. We've got decent size, but I think the skill level statewide has really, really improved. And, you know, basketball only takes 5, 6, 7 great players out of a school. And, you know, in this conference, we don't focus just on basketball. I mean, it's basketball, football, it's a lot of things.
So. Well, I agree with you 100%. And, I think on the girls' side, Coach Patch has done a nice job in his second year. Now you're a Division III team. And when you're a Division III team, you're really dangerous. The last time we were Division III, we went to Columbus.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. And, you know, there's some good, really good Division III teams that we'll have to beat. But once again, Brian Patch has shown that he can do a really nice job, and he's done that this year. And you know, the only question he'll have is depth on that team.
Correct.
He's got the rest of the pieces, and the coaching staff certainly is good enough, and it'll be an interesting thing to see how they do.
We'll take a quick timeout. We'll be back with starting lineups, junior varsity action here from the Fort Sight Fieldhouse.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. Many of you know or maybe have forgot that we double manufacturers coupons up to 75 cents every Friday and Saturday. We also add match the first 7 days of the month, but we are going to help you out with even more savings. For the entire month of February, we will be ad matching to help you with your bottom line. See store for further details and our ad match policy. The game of life continues through February 23rd. So shop now to earn bonus tickets on participating products. Increase chances with even more bonus tickets. No purchase necessary and every ticket is a winner. Because we understand that this community store is your store. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA and Historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You wake up to a call from work because the alarm didn't go off because an ice-covered tree limb fell on a power line. And you don't have heat, lights, or hot coffee because you didn't get a Generac. But don't worry about that call. It probably won't come. Because your phone charger won't work either. Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. When the power goes out, and you know it will, relax. You plan for it with Generac from Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
And welcome back to the Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Reasoner for Recovery Radio. First, I'll give you the starters for the Delphi St. John's Blue Jays, and then we'll throw it over to Jeff for the starters for the Indians. First, at one guard is a 5'10" freshman, Lucas Metcalf. The other guard is also a freshman, 5'11", Curtis Swinnen. At forward is 5'10" sophomore, Connor Houlihan. The other forward is a 5'10" sophomore, James Garrett. And most likely, the center is a 6-foot sophomore, and that would be the head coach's son, Mr. Aaron Elwer's son, Troy Elwer. So again, good mix, freshmen and sophomores on this junior varsity club. Tony Overton's club. We'll throw it over to Jeff. You got those numbers there, big fella?
Yeah, I do. I tell you what, the Indians tonight are starting a real similar life as they do typically. Cade Wendell will be at the point guard spot. And Cade plays really, 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 really hard all the time. The next person out there is the Pearson boy. Where's he at on my list here? He's not on my JV team.
Clayton Pearson?
Yep. Clayton Pearson, yeah.
Mm-hmm. 6-foot freshman?
Yep, 6-foot freshman. Ryan Braun is a sophomore. Reese Rogers out there. And another freshman, Peyton Judy.
Yeah, so a good mix of freshmen and sophomores for Tony Overton. And it's pretty much been the lineup that he has started over the last handful of ball games. And this club, 10 wins. They got their 10th win on Saturday night, Jeff. They've played very well this year.
Yeah, I really felt like the last two games especially, they're starting to hone in a little bit more. And I thought defensively they played better.
Agree with you, especially the second half on Saturday. They were only, it was tied at halftime and won by 25. Indians control the tip. They'll go right to left on your radio dial. St. John's in the man-to-man. Clayton Pearson drives the hoop, kicks it off to Braun. Braun kicks it to Rogers. Three ball on the way. Bang. I tell you what, Reese Rogers. And I tell you what, you like his stroke.
Oh, you sure do. I tell you what, that guy's a pure shooter. And he knows what his job is, and he does it well.
Never seen a shot that he doesn't like and that he doesn't think he can make. And that's the kind of guy that we like to coach. Lucas Metcalf, he'll let the three ball go. No good. Rebound down inside to Delphus, and they'll get it again. Third try up and in, this time by Curtis Swinnen.
Yeah, so, offensive rebounds kill you, coach. It's just you can't let them have it.
So 3-2 for recovery. Cade Wendell crossed the timeline on the left-hand dribble. In the lane, he goes shot, and they're going to be called foul on the floor. But Cade's done a much better job, Jeff, over the last handful of ball games. Looks like he's getting his confidence back.
I think so. And, you know, Cade goes really, really, really hard. And I think a key for him is to learn when to slow that down a little bit and be in more control when he gets in the paint.
Man, choke that old motor.
Yep.
Inbounds comes to Braun. He'll kick it out to Peyton Judy. Judy, the 6'3" freshman, has had a nice year at the junior varsity level. Reese Rogers on the right-hand drive puts up a tough shot and got it.
Yeah, nice drive to the basket. That's not one of his strengths, but he sure did a nice job there.
Rogers hits the 10-foot pull-up, and he's got all five. Indians lead it 5-2. 6 minutes left here in the first quarter. Indians a little three-quarter court press, and Delphus breaks the press. Inside it goes to Elwer. He kicks it around. Ball going to be tied up. Going to be a troll. It should have been a travel there. No call. Ball thrown back out to Swinnen. Swinnen on the dribble. Probing. Gets it inside to Elwer and lays it up and in.
Yeah, we had to do a little bit better job defensively there, getting front.
Looked like Indians maybe were going to get the turnover, but Elwer scores. 5-4. Good guys. Cade Wendell across the timeline between the circles. Goes to Peyton Judy. Looking inside. Good pass to Clayton Pearson. Pearson going to be called. They're going to be called foul against him. Going to give him shots, or they're going to be called on the ground, Jeff?
Oh, it should be shots. I don't know what they're going to do here, but it should be shots.
They're going to call it.
They're going to take it out.
James Garrett picks up the foul, his first. Team foul number two on the Blue Jays. So, four recovery will trigger. Peyton Judy under his own basket. Inbounds it comes to Ryan Braun. Swings it back all the way around the horn. It goes to Reese Rogers. In it goes to Peyton Judy. Judy, little turnaround jumper up and missed it. A little short, kind of short arm. That maybe got hit on the arm, Jeff.
Yeah, he really did. I tell you what, I really like Peyton Judy, how he plays. I like how he keeps his head up on offense, and he really attacked the rack there, and he just left it short.
Swinnen in the lane, runner up, and got it. So he has yet to get a stop. I mean,
yeah, you got to help side defense has got to get there. When you get beat out top, somebody's got to slide over.
Curtis Swinnen down the floor quickly comes Cade Wendell, and he missed the layup. Boy, tough shot inside, rebounded to Connor Houlihan, and Houlihan all the way down the court. We're just weaving in and out of guys, and hands it to Elwer, lays it up and in. Boy. Yeah.
You know, once again, defensively, Jeff, we're chasing them. We're not stopping them. We're always a step behind them, and we got to run to a spot and get in front of them.
Troy Elwer, he's got 6 points. He's the game's leading scorer, and Delphus leads it 8-5. Ball kick back out to Braun. He'll go back to Wendell. Wendell on the left-hand drive, probes, kicks out to Braun. Thinks about the three. Now he'll lose control of the ball, but he'll pick it back up, hands it off to Clayton Pearson. Pearson to Wendell. And he's being pretty patient this trip. Reese Rogers thinks about the three out of the corner. Gets to the lane. Pull up 10-footer. No good. Off the back iron. Rebound down to Swinnen. Tough shot that time, Jeff.
Yeah, you know, he needs a little bit more besides just shoot. And I think that'll be something they'll work with him on this summer.
Metcalf goes inside. Another layup by James Garrett. And Coach Tony Overton says he's seen enough.
Yeah, he's just not seen any defense out there. We're just chasing. You know, we're behind every cut. We're not stepping in front, and there's no help.
5 possessions, 5 baskets. 10-5, Blue Jays lead it. We'll take a quick timeout and be back to the Fortside Fieldhouse right after this.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. Jot it down Wednesday through Saturday, February 17th to the 20th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are 10 to 20% off. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And if you want to save time, pre-order your parts now, and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, February 17th to the 20th. Stop in and save.
And thanks to the Hall Brothers and all the great sponsors for being Fort Recovery Radio junkies just like you, spending time with us tonight. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Reisner, Fort Recovery Radio. We're bringing you junior varsity action here from the Fort Side Fieldhouse. Tonight, your Fort Recovery and his take on the Delphus St. John's Blue Jays. And after this one's over, WPGW will be simulcasting the varsity game here from the Fort Side Fieldhouse. Radio Rob Weaver, myself, we'll call it for you again. So stick around and listen about 20 minutes after this one's over. Indians bring it in after the timeout. Peyton Judy thought about the three in the corner. Now Ethan Shane in the ball game for the first time. He replaces Reese Rogers. Wendell, probing, out top it goes to Braun. Braun down to Shane in the corner, looking inside for Peyton Judy. He'll swing it back to Braun, all the way around the horn it goes to Cade Wendell. 3:45 left in the first quarter. Indians down 10-5. Braun thinks about the three, and now he'll kick it back out to Wendell. So Indians being patient again, Jeff. They've turned down some shots and maybe looking to get a better one.
Yeah, they sure have. They've had some chances for a three, and they just haven't taken them.
Clayton Pearson, again, no shot clock here in high school basketball. It would have run out by now already if they were in the pros or the college. Wendell all the way to the rack. Now he kicks it back out to Pearson. He'll take the wide open three. Bang.
Yeah, really nice kick out right
and
there.
Give Cade Wendell his first assist tonight and give Clayton Pearson his first basket. Indians trail 10-8, and Delphus will drop it out of bounds. So a little bit of half-court press there.
Yeah, that 1-2-2 really has bothered them on this thing.
So Indians finally get a stop. 10-8, Delphus leads it here in the first quarter. 3:10 left. Inbounds it comes to Cade Wendell. Down to Ryan Braun. Indians very patient last trip. Let's see if they'll stay that same way. Around it comes to Pearson. Back up to Judy. Top of the key goes to Shane. Out to Pearson. Three ball on the way. Short this time. Ethan Shane. And they're going to call Shane for over the back. And still a pretty good shot, though, Jeff. I mean, we'll take those wide open threes all day.
Yeah, good look. Really good look. And Shane was a little aggressive over the back that time when they called him.
Ethan Shane picks up his first foul. First foul on Fort Recovery here in the first half.
You know, Ethan has really played well as of late, Jeff.
I agree. I think he gets a lot out of, you know, he's one of those guys that really works hard. He's a plumber. He brings his heart out every day.
Yep.
Ball goes down inside to 33, who checked into the game, Grant Calkler, and they're going to call foul. Indians turn it over, so they're going to get the foul on Curtis Swinnen. So Indians at least picking it up out of the timeout defensively, Jeff.
Yeah, Cade Wendell made a really nice play there. He helped down and knocked the ball loose, and Delphus fouled him to keep him from getting the bucket.
James Garrett checks back in. Sucker checks out. So he was only in for a short time. Actually, he does check out. So back to starting lineups, it looks like. Cade Wendell on the left-hand drive behind the back, probing in the lane. In the lane he goes, jump stop, almost traveled, kicks it out to Pearson. Pearson around the horn, all the way it goes to Peyton Judy. Thought about throwing it into Shane. Now he'll swing it back to Braun. Wide open three ball. Bang. Indians again. Three ball's been good, Jeff, and Indians grabbed the lead back.
Good patience, and we're taking the open threes, and that's what's made it good.
Indians press, and Delphus gets through it. Houlihan on the left-hand dribble. Again, probing around. And he goes all the way to the rack, lays it up, missed it. Indians catch a break there, but offensive rebound by Swinnen, up and in.
And them offensive rebounds. Okay. You know, Jeff, when you get an offensive rebound, you're in scoring position, you got the ball, and usually the defense is behind you. So it's a great, it's a big play in basketball.
Indians could not pick up the first defensive rebound, and
that's probably four offensive rebounds for them in this quarter.
Yeah, I would agree. And Lucas Metcalf picked it up, laid it in. Foul was on, Clayton Pearson, his first, team foul number two. So Metcalf will shoot one. He can give the Blue Jays a two-point lead if he scores. And he does. 13-11. Delphus St. John's leads it. 2 minutes exactly left here in the first quarter from the Fort Side Fieldhouse. Cade Wendell across the timeline to Braun. Travis Sutter will check in at the next dead ball for Tony Overton. Run a little flex here. Looking inside for Peyton Judy. Posts up. Good move there. Kicks out to Pearson. Three ball on the way.
Left it.
Ooh, got it.
Nice.
Boy, I thought it was short too, Jeff.
I did. I thought he left that short.
Clayton Pearson. He's got his second three. He's got six. Give Peyton Judy an assist on that. Well done. Inside-outside action.
Yep.
14-13 good guys. And his little pressure ball tipped up in the air and out of bounds by Ethan Shane. So active hands. And, again, the 1-2-2 has been pretty good.
Yeah, it has. And I tell you what, I really like what Peyton Judy does with his vision. His shot hasn't been quite what I thought it would be this year, but his vision when he's got the basketball is really, really good.
Agree with you. Again, at 6'3", he's got the size to see over people. Oh, holy cow. Three-point shot banked in by Connor Houlihan from the wing. Banking hours open in Fort Recovery after five.
well, Connor got one of them lucky shots to go in.
Cade Wendell, boy, probed inside and couldn't get it to go off the glass, and rebound comes down to Delphus's Matthew Miller, and Miller pushes it down the floor.
Well, nobody plays harder in this whole program than Cade Wendell, but he really hasn't finished inside there when he's gotten there this year. And I'm not sure what it is, but he does a great job of getting into a right spot inside there.
So Wendell will check out. Reese Rogers checks back in. Ball was tipped out of bounds by Fort Recovery, so Delphus will keep it under their own hoop with a two-point lead. 16-14, 60 seconds left here in the first quarter. And it's a little 3-2 matchup zone here. Ball goes inside to Hunter Boniface, and he hits the side of the backboard.
Oh, I don't think he was trying to make that. I think he was trying to get fouled.
Yeah.
And it didn't get it.
Three ball on the way by Travis Sutter. Got it. Boy, Indians living right behind the three line right now, Jeff.
Yeah, we really are. We really are. That's really a good shooting JV team.
Man, it's a team that's made 14 threes in a game this year. So,
yeah.
Got a trap situation here right in front of the bench. Don't rotate quick enough. Ball down, loose on the deck, stolen away by Pearson. Indians will push. He decides 2-on-3 is a better situation to back it up. So Indians with 15 seconds left will most likely take the last one. Pearson out around the timeline goes to Reese Rogers, 12 on the clock. He goes to Travis Sutter, 10 seconds. Indians up one, 17-16, trying to build. Reese Rogers goes to Pearson. Clayton drives in the lane, kicks
nice
it to Travis
kick.
Sutter, three ball on the way. Got it at the buzzer. Holy cow, Jeff.
Really, really, really good offense there.
Six made threes in the first quarter. Six. 20 points on the board. Pretty good shooting quarter, as Jeff said. 20-16, good guys lead it. We'll take a timeout. Be back to the Fort Side Fieldhouse with second quarter action on Fort Recovery Radio.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
Hey guys, just a friendly bit of advice from Forget-Me-Not Florist. Valentine's Day is approaching fast. If you're not sure what to give her this year, here's an idea. She'd love a beautiful bouquet of romantic roses. No one does roses like Forget-Me-Not Florist. So if you're looking for the perfect gift to make a great impression, call today and ask them to send roses or an arrangement to your Valentine. Don't wait. Order early so you won't forget. Call Forget-Me-Not Florist today, 419-333-7000. 375-4668.
And welcome back to the Fortside Fieldhouse. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Reisner, second quarter action. Ball back in play, three ball on the way, and it's an air bank by Delphus, run down by Reese Rogers. And Rogers moves around. Oh, he hit the backboard. Boy, you know, he was looking to be unselfish there, Jeff. I mean, he was looking to kick it to Travis Sutter, and he hit the backboard.
Yeah, it wasn't quite what he had in mind,
no,
I'm sure.
Not a thing of beauty there by Rogers. So, and they're going to call a foul on Rogers reaching in, so his first team foul. Third on Fort Recovery, so the ball go back over to the Blue Jays.
Yeah, that's compounding, isn't it?
Yeah, Indians will press. A little three-quarter court action here. Curtis Swinnen.
It's really been good to us.
It has, and it's definitely slowed Delphus down a little bit. Ball gets across by Swinnen. And Indians looking to trap there, and Judy got a little piece of it, but kicks it over to Matthew Miller. Miller on the left-hand dribble. Indians will find it. They've got man-to-man action here. A little weave action out on top by Delphus. Looks like almost a double dribble. Miller across the top. Hands it off to 33, Grant Sucker. He was back in the ball game for the second time. Jacob Hellman also in, so almost a whole new five for Delphus. Three ball out of the corner. Actually, it's a long two by Elwer. Is good.
Well, he's the one that's been scoring for him.
And most likely coach's son, so he's probably spent a day or two in the gym.
Imagine so.
Troy Elwer, he's got eight. He's the game's leading scorer. Reese Rogers almost traveled.
Almost twice.
Yep, got it back out to Sutter. Knocked in two threes in the first quarter. Sutter, he'll go again for three, and not this time. Ball recovered by Reese Rogers. Well done. Sutter on the drive, and he got hammered. So there's your offensive rebound. Indians finally get a little bit of that action, Jeff.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's a big, big play, and it always is. If you can limit that part of your game to where you give up one or two of those a game, you have really achieved something.
Troy Elwer picks up the foul. Team foul number four. Travis Sutter, the 5'10" junior, will step back to the line, and he knocks in the first free throw.
Yeah, that's point number seven for Travis. He's having a good game tonight.
Wendell will check back in, and Ethan Shane will check out. So five on the floor for the Indians. Cade Wendell, Travis Sutter, Ryan Braun, Petey Judy, and Reese Rogers. Second free throw, rattles and falls. Well done.
Well, I don't want to get ahead of the coaches, but I think they got to find a way to get some Vaughns a little bit more playing time.
Yeah, I agree.
Trevor has really done some nice things in the last several games.
Sucker down the floor. He comes. He dribbled off his foot. Oh, he's going to call foul on Fort Recovery. Woo.
Yeah, I think he's calling a...
He's going to get Reese Rogers on the foul, so that's Reese's second. So we'll see if he'll stay or if he'll sit. Looks like he's going to sit. Clayton Pearson will check in. Rogers will sit down. Well, that's kind of a nickel-dimer there, Jeff. Zucker dribbled it off his foot. It could have easily gone over to the Indians.
Yeah, I think the official saw that it came off his foot, and it felt like he had to call something, and Rogers was standing closest.
Ball inbounds. Zucker on the drive. Kicks it over to Swinnen. Ball blocked by Clayton Pearson. Well done, and rebound down to Fort Recovery. So, and we hand it off to Cade Wendell. Wendell will bring across the timeline on the left-hand dribble. Gets in the lane, thinks about the pull-up. Now he kicks it to Peyton Judy. Judy thought about the three, and he'll swing it around to Wendell. Wendell to Clayton Pearson. Oh, and Petey Judy. Oh, good save. Oh, boy. Cade Wendell tried to save that inbounds. And
I tell you one thing, Cade will always give you his great hustle, ooh, coach.
Well, I thought that was
hard.
Pretty athletic, too.
He
I
dove
mean,
out of bounds and threw it back in, and they said he would stand on the line. So
Indians will turn it over, and looks like Delphus will return the favor there. I thought Peyton might have got a finger on it, but official said no, so. Maybe the ball doesn't lie. That's what the kids say.
We'll take it.
Because maybe Cade wasn't out of bounds.
Yeah.
Clayton Pearson, he'll throw it in the backcourt, and Cade Wendell will run it down. Wendell, across the timeline on the left-hand dribble. Gaps
nice
in. Peyton
out.
Judy, 12-footer on the way. No good. Rebound down to Ryan Braun. Braun up and missed it. And off the leg of a Delphus defender, and Indians will keep it. They'll get a third try.
I tell you what, I really think Petey's going to be a great scorer for us. It just hasn't, the last several games, just hasn't gone in.
Well, he was you've seen it a lot, Jeff. He was a dynamic junior high scorer. And then when you move to the high school level, it's just a different game. It really is. I mean, and it takes a year for the game to slow down for you a little bit. And I think you're starting to see him mature out here. What are we, 15 games into the season?
Well, you know, he does not take a bad shot.
No, and he's an excellent passer, as you said.
Right.
He's long. He's a better defender than you think. He's a guy that's going to get physically better.
Yep.
And, again, crafty, knows how to score.
And he keeps his head up. When he's got the basketball, he sees the whole floor.
Travis Sutter, Indians moving
nice
around
cut.
The perimeter. 4.5 minutes. In it goes to Cade Wendell. Nice pass there to put Wendell to Petey Judy. Baden Judy gets his first basket. Give Wendell another assist. He's had a nice floor game so far.
He sure is.
Delphus does a good job breaking the press this time, and they'll get down, miss a layup. Clayton Pearson with the rebound. So Indians catch a break there. Connor Houlihan missed the layup, and Pearson on the run goes to Cade Wendell. Wendell kicks it to Judy. Three ball on the way. Oh, rattled all the way around and didn't get. Boy, that baby took a victory lap and then came out.
That's a good way of putting it. You know, Petey's right there. It was the right shot. Good kick out by Cade. Drive and kick out. And, it, you know, he's going to knock them in, Coach.
Yeah, and they're going to get Ryan Braun on the foul. So Braun picks up the foul. He is first. Team foul number 5. And Evan Post will check in for the first time. Travis Sutter sits down.
Yeah, Travis had a nice first,
yes,
first
he did.
Part of the game here.
Sutter sits down with 8 points. He's the game's leading scorer, tied with Elwer. Elwer's going to be called for a travel that time, though. And
you know, the trap is really wearing on them, Jeff. They have to think on every pass against it. It gets them to play a little bit faster.
Well, if you remember, they scored the first 5 times they touched the ball.
Yeah, they
and
did.
And they had 10 points, and they've got 18 now about 8 or 9 minutes later.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
Wendell will bring it across the timeline. Inside 4 minutes here in the first half. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Reisner, Fort Recovery Radio.
Nice curl play. Peyton's got the ball inside, kicks it out.
Oh, that's a travel. Yep, should have shot it. Yeah, I think Peyton probably should have scored down there, Jeff. I mean, he caught it on the post and being a little too unselfish that time.
I think so. And, you know, that's what happens when you don't make a shot. When you're open and you miss, then you think, well, I'm not going to take this one. I'm going to kick it out. And there's a shot he should have taken.
Indians will back the press off this time. Across the timeline comes Matthew Miller, guarded by Cade Wendell.
What, Cade can hound you, can he?
Yes, he can.
Petey's right in their shorts, too.
Houlihan gets caught in the lane, picks up his dribble, hands it off to Metcalf. 10-footer on the way, got it. So nice little shot there by Lucas Metcalf. His second basket, he's got 5, and the Indians' lead is 4, 24-20. 3:20 left here in the first half. Down the corner goes to Evan Post. Oh, yikes. Clayton Pearson, going to get a bailout here, and the Indians will get it back. Wendell kicks it to Braun, thought about the three. Now he goes all the way to the rack, lays it up and in. Showed you a little athleticism there, getting off the bounce.
Sure did.
The one thing if I would get on Bronny, I'd say he fell in love with the three this year a little bit too much, and I think he's a guy at 6'4" that has some athleticism that can get to the basket and can do some things in the lane.
And boy, is he a nice football player.
I agree. He's gonna be that that tight end that's a hard mismatch. That stand up tight end, that Tyler Eifert looking guy next year is gonna be terrific.
Yep,
Indians get the defensive rebound. They'll come down, trying to build on a 6-point lead. 2.5 minutes, Cade Wendell in the corner. Out of contact, no call. Peyton Judy kicks it out to Braun. Over to Clayton Pearson. Thinks about the three. And uses the ball screen. He'll go back to Braun. Looking inside for Wendell. Inside it goes to Cade. Cade, turnaround jumper up. And he's going to draw a foul. So, good strong play. Indians have done some good things in the post, Jeff.
They really have. But, you know, when I think about this game, I feel like we're farther ahead than we are. You know, it's a 6-point lead here, but I really felt like we dominated for a big stretch this second quarter.
Cade Wendell will step to the Case IH Hall Brothers free throw line. He'll have 2 shots. And Indians' first attempt there was by Travis Sutter, and he knocked in a pair. First one up by Wendell, no good off the iron. He'll get one more. Cade yet to score tonight, but he has 2 or 3 assists and a couple steals.
Yeah, and he works like crazy. But I tell you what, his shooting touch is just not there.
Like to see him get a mark here. If he does, he can move the lead up to 7. And he can't get it to go, but great work inside by Evan Post. And, ooh, ball taken away from him by 32, James Garrett. Looked like Post was going to have that rebound.
Yeah, Evan's one of those kind of guys that works his tail off as well. He gets stuff just because of his hard work, not necessarily his skills. And there's a situation where he outworked everybody, and then they took it back away.
And 3-ball taken out of the corner by Lucas Metcalf is no good. Post with the rebound. Goes to Cade Wendell. Wendell on the drive, and he's going to be hip-checked by 45, and that's Hunter Boniface.
And he's got a lot of hip to check.
He does. That's a big fella.
Yeah,
and they list Boniface at 6 foot, and he's probably about 250. And Cade Wendell's going to step back to the Case IH Hall Brothers free throw line and see if he can get that first mark of the night.
Yeah, he needs to knock these two in here. He's had experience up there now, so just take a breath and put him in a hole.
Well done. The sophomore knocks it home. And Travis Sutter will check back in. He will replace Clayton Pearson. Wendell gets on the board, makes the lead the biggest of the night for the Indians at 7. He can make it 8 if he knocks this one in. 1:58 left here from the Fort Side Fieldhouse. First half action, junior varsity. You'll be able to hear the varsity game tonight after this one's over. Second free throw also good by the sophomore. Well done. Wendell on the board with 2, and the lead is 8, 28-20. Indians press again. Delphus gets through it. Ball tipped out of bounds by Evan Post. So good defense by the Indians again. Forced another tip ball, and A lot of coaches chart deflections.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And he's getting a lot of hands on basketballs.
Yeah, it's never a bad thing if you can deflect a basketball.
Post will sit down. Clayton Pearson back in. Indians a little matchup 2-3 here. Ball goes inside to Boniface, and ball loose on the deck, and Delphus grabs it and lays it in. Well, that's one of those ones you say just the way you draw it up. I mean, it bounced around like a pinball, and it went right into the hands of Lucas Metcalf. He picked it up and laid it in.
Yeah, it's just one of those lucky bounces that you can't hardly defend.
Little flex action here out of full recovery, moving the ball around the perimeter. Peyton Judy, left wing, goes to Travis Sutter back into the ballgame. Sutter, leading scorer for full recovery with 8. Pearson swings it to Judy. Gets in the lane. Shut off. Turns it back to Braun. Nice cutoff dribble. 8-footer up, and he's going to be draw the foul. So right now, Indians doing a good job. They lived on the 3-line in the first quarter, Jeff, but this half they've gone to the free throw bunch because they're getting to the rack.
Yeah, and they've been patient. They haven't forced anything. They're taking advantage of the drives and the kickouts. And let's hope that we finish these things off now.
Ryan Braun steps to the Case IH Hall Brothers free throw line. The 6'4" sophomore, first free throw. True, hits the bottom. 29-22. Braun's got 6. He'll get one more free throw. He can run that lead back out to 8, the biggest of the night for Fort Recovery. Second free throw. Well done. Yeah. Rattled home. Braun's got 7. Fort Recovery lead is 8.
Now we're in straight man, Coach.
Yep, 111. Indians, again, will drop out of that three-quarter court. And Delphus done a little bit better job over it, but, boy, Cade Wendell getting after the dribble. Oh, and that's the double dribble. Oh, yikes, he almost called it. No call, and now they get the trap. They trap that first pass.
They're running, jumping, yep.
Drive hard to the hole of Zucker, and he's going to throw it out, and Delphus is going to slide, and Cade Wendell touched it last.
I think so. I believe that's Delphus' ball.
Well, good hustle by both guys. Metcalf went to the ground first, and he basically leg whipped Cade Wendell, who went over top of him, and he tipped the ball out of bounds.
That's a good way to put it. That's a good way.
You know,
to put
back
it.
In the old Mr. Miyagi days, you know, sweep the leg. I mean, you know, that little Karate Kid action.
There you go.
And Indians again. He'll drop back this time. Play now. They go trap in the corner, so they're playing a little matchup zone. 3 ball on the way is good. And again, didn't do a good job of rotating there. Connor Houlihan knocks in the 3. His 2nd made 3. Last one he banked home.
Yeah, it's a 5-point game now again, Jeff. 21 seconds here to go, and the Indians will probably hold us for one last shot.
I think that's what I'd vote for. 30-25, Indians lead it, and they've led pretty much from the beginning. Cade Wendell gets to the lane and just cannot score it. Boy, got a great look there, and maybe went a little early. Indians do a good job of trapping here. 5 seconds left, 4. Across the timeline comes Swinnen. Down it goes. Elwer, shot at the buzzer, no good. So might have gone a little early, but that's a shot Cade's got
to
make.
I tell you what, you get that close to the basket, you got to take that shot. You don't kick that one out.
And
he just hasn't had that touch inside there.
I agree. And then those are shots that we know he's capable of making.
Oh, yeah.
And
to get
his confidence going. 30-25, Fort Recovery leads at halftime. We'll take a timeout, and we'll come back. We'll have some halftime stats for you. You're listening to Fort Recovery Radio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Holland T8 Series tractors from K&L Tractor Sales offer an unusual but highly desirable combination. The speed and stability of a long wheelbase and the maneuverability you'd expect with a short wheelbase. The unprecedented 11-foot-4-inch wheelbase gives you unmatched stability, a smooth ride, better traction, and more power to the ground. And the sculpted slim hood and frame means you get it all without sacrificing maneuverability. K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery invite you to check out the New Holland T8 Series tractors today.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
Hi, this is Steve Stone from Nature Screen Nursery. Not too early to start thinking about springtime and all your landscape needs. We have trees, flowers, shrubs, everything you could possibly imagine for outdoors, mulch, topsoil. Great experience, great prices, great people. Come see us at Nature Screen Nursery. We are on State Route 119 Fort Recovery and State Route 29 West in Salina.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Ralph there?
You sure you've got the right number?
I'm looking for Ralph. Is he there?
Well, what's he look like?
He's got white hair and spots.
Is Ralph your dog? Why would he be here at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency?
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual. Maybe you should look in your backyard for Ralph.
I'll just call his cell phone.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Amy Wendell here from Amy Wendell Family Health in downtown Fort Recovery. At our office, we understand that when you're sick, you're sick, and not everyone can miss work to get it checked out. So we offer evening and weekend hours in addition to our traditional daytime hours. We also understand that high deductibles can take a chunk out of your family's budget. So use your health savings account to get the most out of your healthcare dollar. Let our office be your family's first choice for their healthcare needs. Wishing our athletes a successful basketball season. Go Indians!
And welcome back to the Fort Side Fieldhouse. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn. You're not Jeff Vaughn, you're Jeff Reisner. You're better looking than Sparky.
I just
got a text from Jeff Vaughn. That's why I said that. He says, can you at least replace me with somebody with a basketball mind? That's what he says. So,
I hired Vonnie to his first coaching job some 25 years ago.
And I'm actually texting back, this guy is a genius compared
to what you're used to.
To you.
Yeah.
All right, let's try this again. Jeff Hobbs and Jeff Reisner bringing you Fort Recovery Indian Junior Varsity Basketball. We take a look at the halftime stats, and both teams shot the lights out, Jeff. I mean, Delphus goes 11 of 21 from the field for 52%. Our Indians go 9 of 18 for 50%. Difference in the game, though, Indians shoot 6 of 8 from behind the arc for 75%, while Delphus goes 2 of 4.
Yeah, well, 2 of 4 ain't bad.
No, it's not.
You just don't shoot 6 of 8. From behind the arc very often. It just doesn't happen.
And again, all those were in the first quarter.
Yeah, they were. So that's 18 out of our 30. And, you know, really a problem for us all year has been, what else do we do?
Yeah.
And we got to fix that. We've had some drives where we're in the paint and we're just not finishing them up when we get down inside there. And, you know, the offensive boards that we gave up, I know that we've given up at least 6 offensive boards, and they probably scored 4 baskets, 3 or 4 baskets on that. So I think that's something we got
to
clean up.
I agree with you. Indians led it 20 to 16 after one. Indians win the second quarter, only 10-9. And as Jeff said, take a 30-25 lead to the locker room. Again, Indians on the rebound margin, and they look like our stats say they trailed 9-8. I would say that they trail a little bit more than that. They only list Delphus with 2 offensive rebounds. I know they had 2 on the first possession. So
yeah, I know
Delphus
they had
probably with 4 or 5 offensive rebounds. I think the Indians have a couple more than 2 as well. But I think Delphus wins the rebound battle. I like the assist numbers. 7 assists on 9 made baskets for Fort Recovery. I think they've shared the basketball, Jeff. Definitely made that extra pass a couple times.
They really have. And, you know, they penetrated and they kicked it out for the 3. And virtually every one of the 3s that they've made, that's how it's been done. They weren't forced. Their feet were set. They were looking at the basket, shoulders square. You know, that makes it a good shot.
Indians turn it over 4 times in the first half. Delphus St. John's turns it over 5 times. If you look at the individual scoring, Travis Sutter came off the bench in the first quarter for Tony Overton and scored all 8 of his points, played very well. 6 points for Clayton Pearson on 2 of 2 3 shooting. 7 points in the first half for Ryan Braun. He went 2 of 3 and made 1 of 1 from the 3 line. 5 points for Reese Rogers. He made the first 5 of the game. He had a 3 ball to start this thing tonight. He was 1 of 1 from behind the arc. And then 2 points for Peyton Judy and 2 points for Cade Wendell for a total of 30. Indians do a good job from behind, from the free throw line as well, Jeff. They got there 8 times and made 6.
Yeah, they did. And I tell you what, we're even. I really think that when Cade and Peyton start to score for us, we're going to even be better. Now, when I look at this game, when I think about that first half of play, you know, that 1-2-2 three-quarter court trap that we used really, really caused them trouble, and it kept them from running offense. When they got down here and ran offense, they scored, Coach.
Well, and again, to make your point even more clear, Judy and Wendell went 1 of 7 from the field. The rest of the team went 8 for 11. So, and I tell you what, I don't remember any of those 1-for-7 being bad shots.
I agree.
They're just shots that they didn't make.
No, they didn't make them, and it's a confidence thing. It's not an ability thing. You know, right now, I always try to tell those guys in that situation that you really, really got to keep your eye on the rim. Don't take it off there. You got to make sure that you're following through. You got to finish those things. And when they do that, we're going to really be focused.
And the majority of those shots were in the lane. So shots that we know those guys are capable of playing. But I tell you what, bottom line, I thought both guys played well in the first half.
I agree.
Even though they didn't shoot it very well.
I agree. I think there's things that both of those players bring that are really, really good for us.
On the scoring side for the Delta St. John's Blue Jays, Troy Elwer had 6-7 points for Lucas Metcalf and 6 also for Connor Houlihan on 2 of 2 from behind the arc. You're listening to Fort Recovery Radio. We'll take a quick timeout. We get ready for second half action, junior varsity style from the Fort Site Fieldhouse.
This is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Your health is influenced by your biological makeup. Imbalances are tied to headaches, fatigue, weight gain, immunity issues, and many others. Kalp Pharmacy has affordable, everyday, cash-pay blood level testing for cardiovascular risk factors, blood sugar levels, liver and kidney function, and hormone balance. Our medical professionals can consult with you and your physician on the results of your test. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 1-800-686-2314 to schedule your test today. Kalp Pharmacy, Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Tinman's in downtown Fort Recovery has been serving lunch specials for over 17 years. A homemade lunch at the right price of just $5.25. Specials include Mystery Monday, meatloaf and twice baked potatoes on Tuesday, roasted chicken on Wednesdays, lasagna on Thursdays, and our half pound cheeseburger basket on Fridays and Saturdays. If you haven't heard, we have an endless soup and salad bar offered on Fridays at just $4.95. Get your fill without breaking the bank. Can't get out of the office for lunch? Call in and we can have your order ready for pickup in no time. When you're hungry, think Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hastings Auto Sales is now under new ownership, but not with a new face. Carl is working on retiring, and Harold and Kim Feely are the new owners. Harold has over 30 years of automotive experience. 20 of those are at Hastings Auto Sales, so the faces will be the same. The same trusted name, the same high-quality used vehicles, the same professional vehicle repairs, just a new owner, so Carl can finally slow down a little after 40-plus years in the auto repair and sales business. Stop by and check out their selection of used vehicles. And if your current vehicle needs some attention or just an oil change, call for an appointment at 375-4617. Hastings Auto Sales. Nothing's changed but the owners. It's still the same great professional service you've trusted for 40 years.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. Many of you know, or maybe have forgot, that we double manufacturers' coupons up to 75 cents every Friday and Saturday. We also add match the first 7 days of the month, but we are going to help you out with even more savings. For the entire month of February, we will be ad matching to help you with your bottom line. See store for further details and our ad match policy. The game of life continues through February 20. 3rd, so shop now to earn bonus tickets on participating products. Increase chances with even more bonus tickets. No purchase necessary and every ticket is a winner. Because we understand that this community store is your store. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in Historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And many thanks to Wayne IGA. I tell you what, they'll take good care of you, Jeff. I've eaten a tenderloin or two from that place. I mean, they got great sandwiches, great fried chicken. I mean, you name it, they got it.
Absolutely, and I love the owners up there. Chad and Adam are just great people and a really big part of the Fort Recovery community.
Man, we can't say enough good things about them. They hire so many good Fort Recovery high school students and put people back to work here. And, again, what a great place. And, again, get up there and see them. Thanks to Wayne IG and all the great sponsors. Back to action we come. Fort Recovery has the basketball. They'll go left to right on your radio dial wearing the home whites trimmed in purple. Inside it goes to Ryan Braun. Little jump hook up and in. Boy, just too easy right there.
Yeah, Coach, I don't think they can stop that. I really don't. Unless they get some help on that, they're in trouble.
Indians jump back up by 7, 32-25. And they'll go with a little three-quarter court pressure here, try to get the trap around half court. And the press is broken by Lucas Metcalf. Down it goes into Elwer. And the ball knocked away by Peyton Judy. Loose on the deck. That's going to be should be a foul on Delphi St. John's, I would think.
It should be. They knocked Peyton down. You know, great anticipation by Peyton on that play.
And long arms, very athletic of Judy. He's going to get the steal, and Elwer picks up the foul.
And he sees. I mean, I think that's his greatest asset. The guy has anticipation is good, and his quickness from a dead stop to getting his hands in there is really good.
Takes after his mother.
Probably. I coached his mother.
Yeah, and I hope his dad's listening because I just love beating on that guy. Cade Wendell probing inside, almost loses control, out to Braun, three ball on the way. No good, rattled around and almost went down. Rebound down to Houlihan of Delphi St. John's. He'll bring it on the right-hand dribble across the timeline, hands it off to Swinnen. Swinnen hands it back to Houlihan. 5 minutes and 58 seconds left here in the third quarter. Indians up 7, 32-25. Man-to-man defense for the Indians. Delphus goes right to left on your radio dial. They're wearing the royal blue trimmed in gold. Houlihan drives hard to the hole. Boy, not very good defense there by Cade Wendell. And again, Indians catch a break, but Delphus St. John's gets an offensive rebound. Not this time. Ryan Braun with the defensive rebound. So Indians catch a break there, Jeff, giving up two shots.
Yeah, they do.
Braun all the way to the rack, lays it up and in.
Our half-court defensive intensity just is not very good. Yeah. We can play better.
Unfortunately for Delphus, though, they cannot do anything with us in the half court either because Indians' early offense is just too good. Ball goes down inside, turnaround jump shot up and in this time by James Garrett. And again, too easy.
But, you know, if you're getting pressed and you don't score when you break the other team's press, there's no reason for him to take it off. And until Delphus starts to score out against this 1-2-2 because of the press, we'll stay in it.
Three ball on the way by Clayton Pearson. No good. Rebound down. It's loose on the deck and picked up by Delphus St. John's. And I agree with you. Jeff, the teams that I coach, when you press me, we were going to score. I said, we got to run through it and we got to score. We got to make you pay for it. You want to press, we got to score.
Absolutely. And if you don't, there's no reason for their team to take it off.
Lucas Metcalf scores in transition for Delphus and leads back to 5 at 34-29. Inside it goes to Reese Rogers up and in.
Yeah.
Flex cut. That flex cut's been there all night long.
Yeah, it really has.
Peyton Judy gets an assist. Nice pass again. And ball taken away by Clayton Pearson. Hands it off to Peyton Judy. Lays it in. So, again, yeah, the pressure pays dividends again, Jeff.
Yes, it has. This is where our advantage is in the game.
Peyton Judy on the front of this press. I'll tell you what, he is long and active. Uh-oh, almost a travel there by Swinnen in the backcourt. And that's going to be, I'm going to call timeout as Delphus St. John's. I think they saved the possession there, Jeff.
I think they did, too.
We'll take a quick timeout with them. Indians lead at 38-29. You're listening to Full Recovery Radio.
Hastings Auto Sales is now under new ownership, but not with a new face. Carl is working on retiring, and Harold and Kim Feely are the new owners. Harold has over 30 years of automotive experience. 20 of those are at Hastings Auto Sales, so the faces will be the same. The same trusted name, the same high-quality used vehicles, the same professional vehicle repairs, just a new owner, so Carl can finally slow down a little after 40-plus years in the auto repair and sales business. Stop by and check out their selection of used vehicles. And if your current vehicle needs some attention or just an oil change, call for an appointment at 375-4617. Hastings Auto Sales. Nothing's changed but the owners. It's still the same great professional service you've trusted for 40 years.
And we're back to action. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Reisner bringing it to you live from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Junior varsity action tonight. You can hear the varsity game after this one's over. It'll be simulcast right here on Fort Recovery Radio, or you can listen to WPGW in Portland. Radio Rob, Rob Weaver, and myself will call that game here for you from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Indians go to a little 3-2 matchup zone here, try to change some things up here. Three ball out of the corner taken by Elward. No good. Rebound down to Peyton Judy. So a little better possession that time, Jeff. One and done.
Yeah, they really couldn't figure out what we were in, I think.
Oh, a nice little drive and gap by Ethan Shane.
Kid's gotten better all year, Coach.
Puts it up in with the left hand, his strong hand, and his first basket of the night. The Indians have a double-digit lead for the first time. Shane's going to pick up the foul, though, in the press.
You know, when you press, Coach, there's a saying that fouls negate hustle. You can hustle your butt off, but if you foul him at the end of it, it doesn't do you any good.
And that's a great point right there. Ethan Shane picks up his second foul, hustling his tail off. And Delphus will take it out right in front of their own bench. 3:28 left here in the third quarter. Indians up by 11. Led it by 5 at halftime, by 4 at the end of 1. Indians stay in the little 2-3 matchup zone. Left wing it goes to Lucas Metcalf. Metcalf's got 9 points. He's the leading scorer in the game tonight for Delphus St. John's. And a little back cut lob there, and it was open, Jeff, and just a bad pass.
Yeah, it was. It was the right idea. They had a good screen on the backside of the 2-3 zone and threw it across the top, and just too hard.
Clayton Pearson on a little cut from the weak side. Can't get the 5-footer to go. Hits it off the back rim, and Delphus comes down with the rebound. 3 in transition, up and good by number 12, Matthew Miller. A little early offense there.
Yeah, he took it right off the bounce and went right up, took the 3.
So Miller gets his first basket of the night, cuts the lead back to 8. Right in we go to Ethan Shane, and he scores again.
You know, Ethan's not using the glass on that shot. It's about 2 feet from the basket. That's a tough shot to make. That's pretty good touch for him.
He didn't stay in the three-quarter court pressure and trying to get a trap around half court, and Swinnen gets it across over to Metcalf. Swung all the way around to Houlihan, lets it go from out of the corner. Air ball, no good. Rebound down to Ethan Shane. Ends a push. Clayton Pearson. Right wing, he goes to Petey Judy. Swings it back top around to Cade Wendell. Down the corner to Pearson. Clayton, top of the key to Peyton Judy. Thought about the three. Now he goes to Ryan Braun. Looks inside, and he'll swing it back up top. Out goes to Pearson. He'll drive the baseline. All the way to the rack, he goes up. Missed it. Rebound down. Good hustle by Peyton Judy. And they're going to say Judy stepped on the baseline.
That's a great hustle by Judy there.
It was. I mean, he saw that shot go up, and he went right to the offensive glass. You love that.
You sure did, and he just dominated down there. And his look when the official made that call was priceless.
Yeah. Like, are you kidding me? Trevor Vaughn checks in for the first time, and that Jeff was asking for him in the first half. The 6'4" sophomore checks in for the first time tonight. Also, Travis Sutter checks back in. Sutter had a very nice first half with 8 points. Three ball on the way by Houlihan. No good. Airbank. Rebound down to Ethan Shane. So that's about his third or fourth rebound here in the second half. He hands it off to Clayton Pearson. Pearson goes to Judy. Thinks about the three right in front of Fort Recovery's bench. Swung around the perimeter to Sutter. Travis on the right-hand drive. Cut off. Goes to Peyton Judy. Judy, pull-up 10-footer. Got hit on the arm. No call. And it's going to be grabbed down by Miller of Delta St. John's. Hip push. And Judy's going to be called for the foul in transition.
Yeah, I think he got him twice on that one.
Yeah, yeah. I think Peyton was a little frustrated there, Jeff. I think he got whacked on the arm on that little 10-footer.
No question. No question.
Petey picks up his first foul. Second, Judy will sit down. Evan Post will come in. Judy's played well. Only has 2 points, but has played a pretty nice floor game.
Oh, and he's really tough on that press. My goodness.
So long out there on front.
Oh, he makes so much trouble happen, it ain't funny.
Indians in the 2-3 matchup zone. Has been pretty good to him over the last handful of possessions. Houlihan skips it over top to Metcalf. Thinks about the three. Back to Houlihan. Over the zone it goes to 12, Matthew Miller. He'll let the lefty three go. He just hit one a minute ago. No good this time. There's going to be a foul on Delphus on the rebound.
Yeah, Trevor was in good position there, and the guy behind him decided he wanted it, so he shoved him out of the way.
Hunter Boniface. Let's hope that he's not at the dinner table, because that guy looks like he's a big old football player.
Yeah,
he's a big rascal.
I'm sure he plays that game.
Back into the game for full recovery.
Knee brace on both knees, ankle braces on, and got elbow pad. Yep. That's a football player.
He's a big kid. Little ball screen for Wendell. Looks inside for Trevor Vaughn. Vaughn catches on the baseline, swings it back around to Travis Sutter. Sutter goes to Vaughn. 17 feet. Evan Post, good cut to the basket, and he's going to go back to the KCIH Hall Brothers free throw line. So, like the movement from the weak side, Jeff.
I agree. He came around there and curled right down the middle of the lane, and Trevor got him a pass, and he got fouled.
So Evan Post, the 6 foot sophomore, will step to the KCIH Hall Brothers free throw line. He'll have 2 shots.
You know, he's actually a pretty good shooter, but that ball has no rotation.
It's unreal. It's like a knuckleball.
Yeah, it really does.
He hit it right off the back iron, came right back at him. So Post will get one more. He's trying to mark for the first time.
So on the court, we got Travis Sutter, Cade Wendell, Mr. Post, Evan Shane, and Trevor Vaughn.
Yes, sir. Post eyes it, flies it, got it. So Evan Post, he's on the board. He's got his first point. Indians jump the lead back out to 11 at 43-32. It was 5 at halftime. 45 seconds left here in the third quarter. Indians have stayed in this matchup 2-3. It's been pretty good to them.
Yeah, it really has. It's taken away the dribble penetration, and I think they've rebounded better out of it, Coach.
Yep. Ball swung down to Boniface in the corner. He drives to the hole, and he's going to be cut off. Boy, and the outside official is going to call that foul. And woo, they're going to get Trevor Vaughn, and that's a nickel dimer. It looked like he tripped over Trevor's foot.
Yeah, Trevor probably should have got down the baseline a little bit quicker, but that drive, I don't see how that guy could call it from where he was at.
And you got another guy standing right in front of him. Those are the ones that always used to drive me crazy. You're looking, you're standing right there, and you don't call it, and that's an offensive foul there, and get that out of here.
There you go, buddy.
Don't bring that weak stuff in here, says Trevor Vaughn. He throws Boniface's shot out, and Indians have it with 21 seconds left. They'll back up and go for the last one. Cade Wendell between the legs. Ball tipped away. He catches a ball screen. Now he gets in the lane. That's got to be a foul, too. How do you not call that a foul? Tony Overton says, I'll take a timeout. 30-second timeout with 9.7 seconds left. We'll take a quick one with him. We'll be back to the Fort Side Fieldhouse right after this.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. Many of you know, or maybe have forgot, that we double manufacturers' coupons up to 75 cents every Friday and Saturday. We also add match the first 7 days of the month, but we are going to help you out with even more savings. For the entire month of February, we will be ad matching to help you with your bottom line. See store for further details and our ad match policy. The game of life continues through February 23rd, so shop now to earn bonus tickets on participating products. Increase chances with even more bonus tickets. No purchase necessary and every ticket is a winner. Because we understand that this community store is your store. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in Historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And welcome back to the Fortside Fieldhouse. Jeff Hobbs and Jeff Reisner bringing it to you live. Again, don't forget about the Miracle Lanes Super Bowl special. Sunday is the Super Bowl and Miracle Lanes has your menu covered. They've got Super Bowl specials for $20. You get a 15-inch, two-topping pizza, 10 wings, and 6 breadsticks. That's about enough for me. So, I mean, you know, we make two of those orders. Jeff, you and me can watch the Super Bowl together.
There you go. I texted my friends at both of them and let them know that I was going to be doing this game tonight, so they'll be glad to see that one.
Yeah, so don't waste your precious time this weekend figuring out what you need for your Super Bowl party. Just give Miracle Lanes a call, 375-4274, and let them do the work for you. Even better, you can drive by and pick it up if you want to. For a no-hassle Super Bowl party, just call Miracle Lanes. Order the big Super Bowl special. Again, 15-inch, two-topping pizza, 10 wings, and 6 breadsticks for $20. Miracle Lanes, 375-4274.
What a deal. We got Evan Post at the free throw line shooting two. Missed the first one, got the second one.
So Post splits another pair. He's got 2 points. 2 seconds left. Three-quarter shot on the way. Oh, hit right off the back iron. Boy, I tell you what. That one had eyes.
That was a five-pointer.
Connor Hula. Now that you say that, that is my idea. I want to put spots on the floor back here that are worth four or five. Okay, you watch the Globetrotters now. Yeah. They do that all the time.
I tell you what, I've always liked that. I think if you can move it out to three.
If you want to add some something to the game, why not?
I agree.
Maybe put a four spot right here and five spots right there.
Somebody would take it, wouldn't they?
Absolutely.
Jeff, this is a fun team to watch. We got a lot of guys that can really do some neat things. You know, Clayton Pearson has done a nice job all year. He can go 90 mile an hour. Cade Wendell works like crazy. Peyton Judy's got all the length and stuff with him. You know, Ryan Braun is getting stronger and stronger. Ethan Chain is. Reese Rogers can shoot the lights out. Travis Sutter's a nice little ball player, can hit the three. And I got to tell you, Post comes in and plays. He gets dirty points, I call him. You know what I mean?
Yep.
He gets the points that because he hustles and gets there, does the right
thing.
Well,
he and Ethan Chain, two guys that, again, I call them, they wear their hard hats.
They
come to work.
Yeah, they do.
And, again, you like the future of Fort Recovery Indian basketball. Again, you got some juniors playing at the varsity level right now that are going to help this team. And, again, bottom line, lots of good stuff going on at Fort Recovery right now. And don't forget, Thursday night, if you're a Fort Recovery radio junkie, we love you spending time with us. Girls basketball, New Knoxville. That will be coming to the Fortside Fieldhouse. Junior varsity game starts at 6, and Brian Patch's team, one game out of the MAC lead right now, and they're looking for help from anybody to help them beat Minster. I don't think it's going to happen, but you never know.
You know, Nan does a great job there at Minster, and that's a very, very good basketball team.
Yep, and then the boys, they'll be heading over to the barn on Friday night, another tough place to play in the MAC, and it'll be right here on Fort Recovery Radio, 6:30 for junior varsity. And then Saturday, you got girls and boys. Girls will be at Tri-Village, JV game at 1, and boys at Ansonia, JV game at 6. And, again, you can hear all those games on Fort Recovery Radio this week. Back to action we come. Delta St. John's, they'll have the first possession of the fourth quarter, trailing 44-32. And then stay in the little 2-3 matchup zone. And, again, it's definitely slowed them down, Jeff.
Oh, it sure has. It's making them make choices, and then it makes them take a long shot. And I tell you, I really think we rebound better out of it. We really haven't given up that second shot.
Three ball on the way by Houlihan. No good off the rim. Rebound down to Peyton Judy, and here comes full recovery. So they'll look to build on a 12-point lead, the biggest of the night. Judy swings it around to Shane. Five on the floor for the Indians looks like Clayton Pearson. Again, that great weak side movement, Jeff. Again, getting a lot of curl cuts. And Pearson will go back to the Case IH Hall Brothers free throw line.
Yeah, he came off that wing and curled right around at the high post. Area went right down the lane, and pass was there, and he got fouled.
So five on the floor for full recovery as Pearson misses the first free throw. Clayton Pearson, Cade Wendell, Ryan Braun, Peyton Judy, and Ethan Shane. Pearson will have one more free throw. He's got 6 points. If he gets to 7, he'll give the Indians their biggest lead of the night, and he does. Clayton's got 7. Indian lead is 13. 6:15 left here in the fourth quarter.
Now we're standing at the three-quarter court, 1-2-2 press, and we've done a night. Oh, my goodness.
And again, another little nickel-dimer foul. Indians haven't gotten their money's worth tonight. Clayton Pearson picks up the foul, his second. Team foul number four. So Indians will drop back now out of the press, and they'll go back to the 2-3 matchup zone. Delphus down the floor they come, trying to screen the zone a little bit, looking to skip it over the top. Back up top it goes to Swinnen. Around to Metcalf. Three ball on the way. No good off the back iron. And run down by Ryan Braun. So, again, one and done. Jeff Indians, as you said, doing a good job on the defensive glass.
Yeah, they really have. And, you know, normally when you're playing a zone defense, it's hard to find your man to check out and be a good rebounding team. But so, for us, it works out as a benefit. We don't check out at all. So, we just go get it now.
Cade Wendell thinks about the shot. Now kicks it out to Ryan Braun. Three ball on the way. No good. And it's run down by Delta St. John. So, inside-outside action there, and Braun couldn't get the three ball down. And here comes Delphus. Houlihan, three ball on the way in transition, got it.
Well, he looks good when he releases.
He does, and that's his third three. He's got 9 points, and he cuts the lead back to 10. 45-35, good guys. Cade Wendell crossed the timeline between the circles on the right-hand dribble. Delphus in the man-to-man. He'll catch a ball screen from Ethan Shane. Now it goes to Peyton Judy down the corner. Back up to Wendell. Around the horn it goes to Clayton Pearson. Inside, he jams the pass in, and they turn it over.
Yeah, he threw it to the inside shoulder. He had to throw it away from the defense there. That would have been a...
Not a whole lot of touch on that one, though. That one had a little smoke on it. Thrown on the wrong side of Ryan Braun.
Yep.
So here comes Delphus trying to make it single digits. They can knock it in. Houlihan, three ball on the way. Oh, rattle out. Indians catch a break there. That looked good.
Yeah, that's a nice-looking shooter. It really is. And they had a good inside-out action. They hit the high post, and
Cade Wendell
out the wing.
Cade Wendell thought about better, was going to push, and then decided not. We'll just run a little offense. Reese Rogers will check back in the next break. Ethan Shane lays it up, can't get it. Well, they haven't figured out he's left-handed, Coach. I mean, that's the third drive. That's the third drive with his left hand. They're saying, hey, we're going to push you to your left. And Shaney says, thank you very much.
Now, you know, once again, that's one of those two-footers on the baseline where I would love to see that guy put that one on the glass.
Yep.
I think he might get the bucket.
Well, he made the first two.
Yeah,
not doing
he
that.
Did.
And that
I
one,
did.
If he gets it on the glass, it probably goes.
I think so.
Shane, first free throw, no good. Travis Sutter checks in. Cade Wendell will sit down. And Reese Rogers will check in if this free throw goes in for Ethan Shane. Shane, the 6-foot sophomore, has 4 points. He'd like to make it five, and he'll get a break. Free throw up, no good, off the front iron. And
man, he got in a little bit early. He knew he left it short.
Nah, I think Delphus got in early, Jeff, so they're going to give Shane another
goodness.
Free throw. So Ethan Shane, he'll get to see if he can go one for three here. The lefty, three dribbles, lets it go, and he almost banked that one in, then chased it. And now they call a foul on Shane. So 0-for-3 for Ethan, you know. And he's like, he gives a couple of fives to his guys on the sideline. A little frustration. And Reese Rogers, a 6-foot-4 sophomore, will check back in for him. And Reese has been kind of quiet tonight, Jeff. He had the first 5 points of the game. Really hasn't done much since.
Well, I think Coach O was hoping he would play a little harder defensively, and I think that's why he made the change.
He picked up a couple fouls. Three ball on the way. No good by Sucker, and it's rebounded down to Clayton Pearson. So Delphins has been pretty much either all good or all bad. I mean, they've shot up some wild threes, Jeff, that haven't even hit the rim.
Yeah, they have. They really have. And, you know, they're behind right now, so sometimes you try to get back in the game that way, and you don't always have to.
Clayton Pearson turns it over, so Coach Tony Overton says move it up, down or down up, one or the other. Pearson just held it above his head and turned it over. Foul was on Ryan Braun, picks up his second. Team foul number 6, so Delphus will shoot free throws. Both teams will shoot free throws the next time there's a foul. Both teams have six fouls. Swinnen, cross the timeline. Indians will drop back to the man-to-man this time, so they'll change it up a little bit. Swinnen all the way to the rack, lays it in. Boy, hey, we go back to the zone. That wasn't too good, Jeff.
Oh, my goodness. I got to give Tony some credit. I probably would have came unglued right there.
Three ball on the way by Rogers. No good. Maybe a little quick on that one, and almost banked it in from the top of the key. Indians not out of the woods yet, only up 8. 3.5
minutes
left.
Well, they knocked down a couple more shots here. It's going to get interesting.
Swinnen drives the basket. Ball thrown at the feet of Houlihan and saved by Delphus. Back out on the top it goes. Metcalf, three ball from the right wing. No good, didn't hit anything. But again, rebound down to Elver. So third try here for Delphus St. John's.
We just haven't rebounded out of our man defense, Coach. We just don't do it.
Houlihan all the way goes around. And he's going to be fouled by Ryan Braun. So getting four tries, something good's going to eventually happen.
Well, I think so. And, you know, that's... To me, that's the most disappointing part of it is is, you know, defensively, when your man takes that shot, he can't get the rebound. I mean, it just doesn't seem that difficult, but we really do rebound better out of our zone than we do our man.
We have tonight for sure.
Yeah,
Connor,
we sure have.
Connor Houlihan, the 5'10" sophomore, free throw good. His first made free throw of the night. He's got 10. He cuts the lead down to 7, so as close as the Blue Jays have been in a while. He'll have one more. He can make it 6.
Yeah, he's a nice-looking shooter. His form is very good, and it's hard to believe that this game is going to get back down to 6 points now with 3 minutes to go.
Free throw no good. Long rebound goes to Cade Wendell. So Indians with 180 seconds left, 3 minutes, up by 7. Need to move the basketball here. The Indians have been good when they've moved it and been patient with the basketball. Peyton Judy to Sutter. And they'll go to Ryan Braun. Threw it off his foot. Great catch by Braun.
Yeah, good recovery.
Got his tight end hands out there.
Yes, he did.
Wendell swings it to Judy.
That's good ball movement.
Don't to Sutter. Looking inside. A little 4-out around.
Make him crisp.
4-out around. And it's going to be a foul there. And you might have fouled the right guy because Shaney's struggling from the free throw line. He's going to have 1-1. He's 0-3.
The pressure's on. He'll make these now, Coach.
Ethan Shane.
You know, 7-point game, 2:36 to go. They can't let clock run, so.
Yeah, it's probably a good foul.
Yeah, it probably is.
Shane, the lefty, 3 dribbles, eyes it, flies it, off the back iron, no good. And, almost run down by Peyton Judy, but it'll be saved by Houlihan. So here comes the Blue Jays trying to cut into a 7-point lead. 2.5 minutes left from the Fortside Fieldhouse, junior varsity action. In it goes to Elwer. Foul's going to be called on Ethan Shane. Well, I don't think Ethan did a whole lot there.
Well, I don't think so. He's standing there, and a guy runs into him, and that's one of them gimmies. But now the Delphus will be going to the free throw line, shooting a 1-1.
Shane picks up his 4th foul, so we'll see if we get maybe some offensive substitutions out there. And it looks like Coach Tony Overton says, I need a timeout. So we'll take a quick one with him. 45-38, Indians lead it. 2:24 left from the field house. We'll be back after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs. Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. Tractor or self-contained hydraulics provide smooth operation and maximum power. A large oil reservoir dissipates heat, decreasing fluid temperature to maximize tractor horsepower. For a superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Art's Way. For more information, see K&L Tractor today.
Hi, this is Steve Stone from Nature Screen Nursery. Not too early to start thinking about springtime and all your landscape needs. We have trees, flowers, shrubs, everything you could possibly imagine for outdoors, mulch, topsoil. Great experience, great prices, great people. Come see us at Nature Screen Nursery. We are on State Route 119 Fort Recovery and State Route 29 West in Salina.
And welcome back to the Fortside Fieldhouse. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Reisner, and to the free throw line goes Troy Elwer. So, again, right now, Delphus cashing in from the free throw line. Jeff and Indians not.
Yeah, it's really a two-possession game right now. 6-point lead, 2 minutes, 24 seconds to go. Delphus has got a lot of basketball left in him.
And second free throw also good by Elwer. So lead back to 5, and that's what it was at halftime. Indians have pushed this thing out to 14 at one time, and right now they're struggling. And now it's going to be a foul out here on Houlihan. So at least I think you got a guy. You got Reese Rogers is going to go to the free throw line, a guy with – that shoots it with a little bit more confidence than the last couple guys that have been at the line for the Indians.
Yeah, this is something that he generally does very well. He's a great shooter. Great release.
Yeah, Reese has 7 points. He can get to 9 here and maybe stretch this thing out. Indians are going to have to make some free throws if they're going to get out of here with a win. Free throw, nothing but net. So well done by the sophomore.
Pure, very pure shot.
Reese Rogers, he has 8. He can get to 9. He can give the Indians back a 7-point lead.
And, you know, he really hasn't played that much, so that's a lot of – oops.
Yep, off the back iron, no good. So he splits the pair, 46-40. Edens with only a 2-possession lead. Metcalf thought about the 3. Now he's guarded.
Oh, he carried it.
Edens go back to the zone, and I kind of like this. Just match up with the shooters. Know where the shooters are. Just talk and rebound out of the zone. Yeah, left wing it goes over to Miller. Thought about the three. Now he continues to move the ball around the perimeter. A lot of precious time running off the clock. Will they run set play? Out of the corner, three ball up and good. Boy, nice set play there, Jeff.
Yeah, it really was. They screened the bottom of our 2-3 zone and got him stuck inside. Ran a cutter out to the corner and took a three from there and knocked it in.
46-43, one possession game. Timeout, Delphus. We'll take a timeout and be back after this.
Our Ohio winters can be brutal, and keeping your home at an even comfortable temperature can be a challenge. But not for the company that's responsible for heating and cooling some of the largest buildings and industrial complexes in the world. Train. At Reasoner Energy, we are a certified Train dealer. Train can deliver a tough, real-world tested solution for any heating problem, even in Ohio. Train high-efficiency dual-fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. It's hard to stop a train. Call Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Great health doesn't happen by chance. Having great health is a choice. Amy Wendell here from Amy Wendell Family Health in downtown Fort Recovery. Choosing healthy behaviors can sometimes seem confusing, complicated, and just plain frustrating. Let our office help you figure out what you need to do to maximize your health. Come see us today. We offer extended evening hours throughout the week, weekend appointments, and a full-service lab with better-than-health fair prices. Call us today at 375-5550 to schedule an appointment to let us help you make the right choices for your health.
And welcome back to the Fortside Fieldhouse. 1 minute and 45 seconds left between win number 11 for Tony Overton's Junior Varsity Club. But tell you what, Jeff, they're going to in a nail-biter right now.
Yeah, they're going to have to earn it. Right now, the momentum is definitely in Delphus St. John's favor. We're going to have to make some plays and make some free throws.
Turn it into a one-possession game. Indians led by as many as 14 just about 2 or 3 minutes ago. Haven't been able to cash in from the free throw line. Cade Wendell goes to Peyton Judy. Turnaround jumper from 6 feet up and got it.
Yeah, so good really, set. Really nice.
Yep, nice set play there and well done by Peyton Judy. He scores. Cade Wendell gets the assist and gets the lead back out to 5 at 2 possessions. Indians got to get a stop here. Down the corner it goes to Houlihan. Back up top to Miller. Wide open three on the way. No good. Boy, and he's caught a break there, Jeff. That shot was too good.
Yeah, it really was too good. And good thing Cade got the rebound.
Cade Wendell with a defensive rebound. Again, now he needs to run a little clock here. Make a few free throws and you get out of here with win number 11. Goes to Peyton Judy. Reach in foul on Miller. He's trying to foul and they're not calling it. What are we doing? Back out again. And, oh, and that's what happens. When you don't call the first 4, 5, 6 fouls, now somebody gets tackled.
Yeah, you know, when I coached, Jeff, I always thought it was important for my players to understand that what we really want is the basketball. So even if you're going to foul them, make sure you're going and grab the basketball.
Yep.
And you know, sometimes they won't call it, just like we saw out front here. They just weren't going to call it.
So Reese Rogers will step to the free throw line. Free throw on the way. No good. Right off the back iron. Boy, good-looking stroke. And just hit it right off the back iron. And the ball stolen away by Peyton Judy. And he's fouled. So Peyton Judy, boy, showed you that length. And
you know, he's got great anticipation skills, and he's a gamer, and he plays to win, and I like what he does.
Judy with 6 points on the night. He can get to 8, and he can maybe put this thing out of reach. He can make it a 3-possession game if he can knock down 2 free throws. Judy's made some big ones this year. When he stepped to the free throw line at Coldwater and knocked down 4 straight to ice the game, free throw on the way, good.
Yeah, nothing but net. And, you know, he's not afraid of the moment, Coach.
Nope, he's a guy that wants to be there. And we talk about a guy that was a prolific scorer in junior high, and I think he's going to be a prolific scorer at the high school level as well.
I do, too.
Second free throw by the freshman, also good. So well done by the freshman. He's got 8, and the lead is 7. So play without fouling here, and you get out of here with a W. 45 seconds left. Making it a little bit hard for him. Now drop back and find the shooters. Ball off the foot of Miller. He picks up. Back out it goes to Houlihan. Indians have matched up in the man-to-man. Houlihan gets in the lane. Throws up a wild shot off the glass. No good. And can they get the rebound? No. Elward gets the offensive rebound. 3 ball from Houlihan. Got it. Timeout, Delphus. Boy, the old offensive rebound bug bites again.
Jesus. I tell you what. When we're in man defense, it's like a sieve. We got to check somebody out. My goodness.
All right. We'll be back right after this.
You need some glass cut, keys made, paint custom matched, or your favorite item professionally framed? Of course, you know the place to go. It's the helpful folks at Wangler Ace Hardware, where hardware is only the beginning. We have knowledgeable people who understand that you're trying to get something done. We make it easy to get in, get out, and get back to work. Wangler Hardware in Fort Recovery offers service, selection, and tradition since 1916.
And welcome back to the Fortside Fieldhouse. 27.3 seconds left. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Friesner, we brought it to you. It's been exciting. Indians have led by as many as 14. Right now the lead is 4, and they're going to have to make a couple more free throws, Jeff, to get out of here.
Oh, yes, they are. They're going to get fouled, and I'm surprised it wasn't one already.
And it comes to Cade Wendell, and reach in and foul on Houlihan. So Wendell will walk down to our right, and he'll have two free throws this time. So that takes a little bit of the pressure off.
Yeah, it does, and especially in your brain. Huh?
Well, when they put that two-shot rule in, Jeff, I had some really good teams, and I loved it. And then when I went to Chillicothe, we weren't as good, and we were fouling a lot at the end of games. I hated it. So, you know, so it's one of those ones that, for good teams, the two-shot rule is to me, an insurance policy.
It makes the game easier. And they put it in so to speed the game up.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
They didn't want you whacking and killing each other at the end, and Wendell, they wanted to make sure the penalty was big enough and you didn't do it.
Wendell knocks in the first free throw, second, no good. So the lead is 5-51-46. Indians need one defensive rebound, you get out of here with a win. Top it goes to Metcalf. Too much room there. Three ball on the way. No good. Rebound down to Clayton Pearson.
Well, he got a good look.
Yes, sir. And again, Delphins has had a couple good looks here down the stretch that they haven't hit, but they've hit their fair share in the second half.
Yes, they have.
So we'll walk to the other end, and Clayton Pearson, the 6-foot sophomore, or freshman, I'm sorry, he's got 7 points, and we'd love to see him with 9 when this one's over. 51-46, Indians lead it. 12.9 seconds left, and that's the fifth foul on Miller. So I can't find him. There he is. Oh, hey, I'm over here. So Matthew Miller will foul out, and he fouls out with it seemed like he had more than 3 points. The only basket he had, Jeff, was that pull-up three in transition. And into the game will come Jacob Hellman, and Hellman played a lot in the first half. Hasn't played much here in the second half.
Yeah, you know, we can finish it right here if we knock both these in. And
Pearson, free throw, good.
Yeah, it looked real good.
6-point lead, 52-46. He'll get one more. Second free throw, no good. So two-possession game, so you got to hurry here if you're Delphus. You need a three ball, and then you need 2 missed free throws. Houlihan taking too much time. Kicks it over. Back to Houlihan. 25-footer on the way. Got it. Holy cow. That was deep, Jeff.
Yeah, that was deep.
That was a 25-footer.
Yeah, I was a little surprised he didn't take it the first time he had the chance.
Yeah, because he wastes a little bit of time. I mean, that's his fifth made three. He has 16 points on the game. He's the game's leading scorer, and we'll keep it here this time. And, you know, I think that's the last timeout for Delphus. And they're not going to – hey, you might need one more if you want to call it – timeout on a missed free throw, but they're going to foul here, and most likely they're going to try to go for the steal or a five count. So you just got to get the ball in bounds here.
That's what I would try to do. I think it's really important. If I was Delphus on defense, I would be face guarding our guys.
Agree.
And I would not let the ball get in. I don't think I'd put somebody on the inbounder.
Yeah, you play center fielder.
Yeah,
yep, just so you didn't give up a layup.
Yep.
You got to switch up front, and you got to try to get a steal, because pretty much if we foul and go to the other end, even if we make or miss, the game's over.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're not going to make an 80-foot shot. Man, I'll tell you what, my man almost made one right at the end of the third quarter. He had about a 60-footer online, so. Out of the timeout, Coach Overton's team has 2 timeouts. So if they need them, if they get stuck down here and can't get the ball in bounds, you still got timeouts to use. Again, we'll have the varsity game after this one's over, about 25 minutes from now. Most likely, we'll stick around probably for a few minutes for a little JV post game. We'll give you some stats, and then you'll get a little bit of a timeout, and you can jump back on. Fort Recovery Radio is back on the air, full go now. And again, tonight's game will be simulcast on WPGW. The ball comes inbound to Peyton Judy, and they'll foul him with 0.7 seconds left. So, looked like they were trapping. Did that look like they weren't even a man-to-man, were they?
I think that was a mistake. Something didn't come out of there
click.
Right. No.
Which, generally, you get pretty solid coaching from Delphi St. John's.
No, and our scorekeeper, that game should be over.
Yeah.
I mean, slow your finger down a little bit on that. 0.7, 5-point lead. I mean, that's
Peyton Judy's happy that he stopped it. That guy's going to get 2 more points, and he might get to double digits, Jeff. He's got 9, and he's trying to get to double digits and get 10. Free throw. Oh, got it.
Atta
boy. So Peyton Judy has 10 points, and he had a nice ball game. Long three on the way at the buzzer is good. No good, says the officials. And Ulan dropped that one in. That's the same guy that almost made it the last time from there. He made that from 60 feet. He's
got
a big smile.
They got to move him out.
Holy cow. See, there's your five-point play right there.
There you go. When they're trapping us, he should just shoot it.
Absolutely. Indians win at 54-49. We'll take a timeout. Be back. We'll have some stats for you and a few post-game thoughts, and then we'll get ready for varsity action after this.
Visit the 47-acre campground at Rossburg Acres. There are plenty of permanent and short-term camping sites available with water and electric hookups. Call 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 to make your reservations. If you are planning a party or a get-together, there are two large shelter houses available for rent on Sundays. One of these is sure to meet your needs. Make sure your reservations are in advance by calling 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 or visit rossburgacres.com.
Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery will once again be raffling off a Harley-Davidson with proceeds being donated. This time around, it will be a Harley-Davidson Heritage Classic with all proceeds being donated to the Heart of Hospice for the surrounding areas, Mercer, Dark, and Jay County Hospice. Tickets are $10 apiece, limit to 900 tickets. Stop in at Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery for a chance at a Harley-Davidson with proceeds donated to our local Heart of Hospice.
So my heater wasn't heating. My friend Tom said I should switch to gas, but Larry suggested I go with a dual fuel furnace. Then Martin said I should use heat from the ground, geothermally called it. Then my wife said just call Reasoner. Sure enough, Reasoner Energy had them all. Train high efficiency dual fuel heat pumps, furnaces, and an amazing geothermal heat pump. Reasoner took a look at our place, and the next thing you know, we're all cozy and warm. Go ahead and talk to your friends. But make sure you also talk to my friends at Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. February is American Heart Month, and this month we're offering 15% off Nordic Naturals fish oil nutraceuticals. Numerous clinical studies have shown an increase in the intake of omega-3 essential fatty acids of fish oil will enhance the overall cardiovascular function. So visit our pharmacies in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Arcanum, Ohio, or Bern or Union City, Indiana, and speak to our knowledgeable pharmacists. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Welcome back to the Fortside Fieldhouse. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Reisner. We brought it to you tonight. Junior varsity action, 54-49. Indians win it tonight. Again, got a little closer than we probably wanted it, Jeff. Indians have stretched it out to 14 midway through the fourth quarter, and it got a little close towards the end.
Yeah, it did. And, you know, you're always glad to get a win. But I really think, to me, that the big thing that just sticks out in my head is we just don't check out very well in our man defense. And it's going to make games closer than they should be. And this game didn't have to be close. We had a 14-point lead, and if we just take care of business on the boards, I think the outcome's different.
Indians led it 20-16 after one. They took a 5-point lead to the locker room by winning the second quarter by one at 30-25. Indians won the third quarter and stretched that thing out. Again, they had it out as many as 14 at one time. And then they lose the fourth quarter, 17-7. Again, Delphus knocked in a few threes down the stretch. Indians didn't shoot the ball very well from the Case IH Hall Brothers free throw line. But look at shooting percentages. Both teams shot the ball fairly well. Delphus tonight, 19 of 44 for 43%. They picked it up in the second half, made 5 of 15 from the three line, 7 of 19 overall for 37%. They only got to the Case IH Hall Brothers free throw line 5 times, making 4 for 80%. On the Fort Recovery side of the ledger, 16 of 32, 50%. Jeff, you'll take that all night long.
Absolutely.
Your team shoots 50% from inside the arc and also from outside the arc. It went 6 of 12 from the three line. Struggled a little bit from the free throw lines, 16 of 28 for 57% overall. But again, end of the day, Indians still shot the ball pretty well.
Yeah, they did. And you know, it's a win. So you're happy about what you got. And we saw some players do some good things. And But it's something that this team has continued to make steps to get better.
Man, it has definitely got out rebounds tonight. Only listed for 5 offensive rebounds, but I know they had more than that. I would say Delphus had upwards of double-digit offensive rebounds. And, again, they win the rebound battle tonight. Indians do a good job with the turnovers, though. And, you know, when you limit turnovers, Jeff, you got a good shot. And it's only 7 turnovers, 4 in the first half and 3 in the second half.
Yeah, that's really, really good job on our part, taking care of the basketball. And our three-quarter court trap really did cause a lot of havoc. It kept them from running any offense. It kept them out of the half court. It made them work the whole time. Had to make decisions. And we got a couple of nice steals and buckets out of it. So I think that was the key for us.
That definitely slowed the Blue Jays down, because the first 5 times they had the ball, folks, they scored. They had 10 points. It was 10-5, and Tony Overton took a timeout. So Delphus turns it over 10 times, as Jeff talked about, and a handful of those turned into easy baskets for Full Recovery in transition. On the scoring ledger for Full Recovery, they had 2 in double digits, 11 points for Ryan Braun. He was the game's leading scorer for Full Recovery. He made 4 of his 7 shots for his 11 points. He also had 4 rebounds. 10 points for Peyton Judy, and I'm going to put a star next to him. I'm going to call him the guy that I thought had the best game, Jeff. Again, didn't shoot it particularly well, set 3 of 7 from the field, but his 10 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal, and I thought he played a really nice floor game.
I agree with that, and I think down the stretch, he wanted the basketball, he wanted to be fouled, and he stepped up there and made his free throws, and I really like the guy's vision. I like how he holds his head when he has the ball. I think he sees the floor really well. I tell you, the guy that, once again, that I really want to see get more minutes, that's Trevor Bob.
Yeah, and Trev didn't get a whole lot of minutes tonight. I mean, no. He didn't get have a shot attempt, did have a block shot when he did get in there. But we talked about Judy knocked in 4 of his 4 free throws and iced the game down the stretch to put the game away for the Indians. Cade Wendell, again, a solid floor game tonight. Only ends up with 3 points. He went 3 of 6 from the Case IH Hall Brothers free throw line, but 3 assists, no turnovers for Cade tonight. Well done. Evan Post, he split 4 free throws for his 2 points. 8 points for Clayton Pearson. I thought he played very hard. His 4 assists, they listed for 2 turnovers, and I remember both of those, a couple steals. And I thought Travis Sutter had a nice first half, Jeff. He chipped in with 8 points, making 2 of 3 from behind the arc and 2 of 2 from the free throw line.
Yeah, and at the time, they were big buckets. They were bigger than what it felt like midway through the third quarter. I really thought the game was well in hand in the third quarter, and it got a little bit closer than we wanted.
Ethan Shane finishes out the scoring. He went 2 of 3 from the field, also had 3 rebounds and a steal for his 4 points for a total of 54. Again, Indians win it tonight 54-49. And before we let you get out of here, we'll throw out again basketball action the rest of the week on Fort Recovery Radio. The girls will be hosting the new Knoxville Lady Rangers here at the Fortside Fieldhouse on Thursday night. Junior varsity game at 6 o'clock. The boys will be heading over to the barn, tough place to play, on Friday night. JV starts at 6:30, and both teams will be back in action on Saturday. Girls will be heading down to take on the Lady Patriots of Tri-Village. JV game at 1 o'clock, and the boys will be heading back down to Dark County to take on Ansonia, the Tigers. JV game at 6 o'clock. So, Jeff, you get your fill of basketball the rest of the week if you're a junkie.
Boy, you sure will, and I'll get a chance to see those games. I think the Tri-Village Fort Recovery girls game is going to be a very, very, very good game. Tri-Village's got a nice team, and we do too, and I'd like to see how we play against them.
Don't forget also Super Bowl Sunday. After your weekend of basketball, Super Bowl Sunday, get out to Miracle Lanes. Give those guys a call. They'll take good care of you. They've got their Super Bowl special for $20. You get a 15-inch two-topping pizza, 10 wings, and 6 breadsticks. Don't waste your precious time this weekend figuring out what you're going to have for your Super Bowl party. Give Jared and Corey a call at Miracle Lanes, 375-4274. You can stop by, you can drive through and pick it up, or you can go and watch the Super Bowl with them. Again, they've got their Super Bowl special, 15-inch two-topping pizza, 10 wings, 6 breadsticks for the low, low price of $20. Miracle Lanes, 375-4274, a proud sponsor of Fort Recovery Athletics.
I'll take 2.
Absolutely. I mean, that'll get me to halftime, maybe. Jeff, I've had fun. I appreciate it.
I do, too. I really enjoyed it. Thanks for having me up here. And one of my favorite things to do at all time is to watch a basketball game here at Quartzsite Fieldhouse.
And for my partner, Jeff Reisner, this is Jeff Hobbs saying, hey, stick around with us. About 15 minutes from now, you can get varsity action here from the Quartzsite Fieldhouse at Delphus St. John's Blue Jays against your Fort Recovery Indians, or you can flip on the radio and go to WPGW and listen to Radio Rob and myself, and we'll have that action for you here from the Quartzsite Fieldhouse. For Jeff Reisner and Jeff Hobbs, I say goodbye for now.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the Sports Department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.